worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
2019 has not killed us yet.
Yet.
Yes. But it's the first show where we're back and all three of us, the whole crew, is here. Welcome to A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco. That's Lazy E. That's Mickey.
Who almost died last week.
We'll get to that. The website is up.
We're teasing her death?
Yes. It's coming. Mickey. The website is afreakaccident.com and the email is freaks@afreakaccident.com. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but I have a real good feeling about this episode. Jam-packed full, so I got a good feeling. I don't know if that's me trying to convince myself that it's going to be good or if it's actually going to be good. I haven't quite figured that out yet, but
I feel like it's the diet that he's on.
I am a little twitchy because I haven't had a carb in like 2 weeks.
Oh, you're not like keto dude, are you?
No.
Oh, thank God.
No. South Beach.
Okay.
I'm taking my talents to South Beach.
You're taking your passion to South Beach.
And I'm leaving it there, trying to. But I lost 10 pounds already, though, so I can't deny results.
Remember what we said last week, though. Come March, it'll be, when did I last go to the gym?
Well, yeah, but it's, I miss pizza so much.
Yeah, pizza's usually the killer, then comes burgers.
And I was at the comic book store, and we were talking about, like, the best pizza places around here, and I'm actually, my mouth is watering as I'm talking about pizza. I'm like, oh, my God. This is terrible.
Where is it?
What am I doing to myself? But no, hopefully, well, I mean, the last time I did this, I stayed at the gym regularly until I got lazy, like, a couple of years in. So I'm hoping this time I can at least stay a little bit more consistent. You know, but I know I can do it because I've done it before.
But you won't.
Shut up.
You're 30 now.
What does that mean?
It's over.
I vote he gets a dog. You can go take him for a walk. He'll force you to do something.
I love that idea.
All right, you're getting a dog.
I need to get myself a pupper.
Next week.
Somebody's heading to the pet store.
Freaks at afreakaccident.com. You mail us a dog, we'll give you some stickers.
Send us some. Why not? I'll post. You know what? I'll even post pictures of my dog on my Snapchat if you send me a dog.
Send him a dog.
Send me a dog, dog. Make it happen. You're disappointed in that, aren't you?
I am.
I'm not sorry. Mickey, you almost died last week.
Yeah, it's flu season. Death was upon me.
You got flu?
Yeah, that's why I didn't show up. Although, Hello Nurse brought up the point that I didn't actually explain why I wasn't showing up.
No, she just said, I'm not coming.
Yeah, she even asked Hello Nurse, I was like, did Mickey give a reason for why she missed the show last week? I said, nah. She just said, not making it tonight. I was like, okay, I trust you.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is the
whatever you're into, keep it legal or keep it secret.
This is the season where love's in the air.
Ugh.
And so is the flu. Wash your hands. Damn it.
Wash your hands, lips,
put a bag over your head.
Yeah.
Stay away from everybody.
Plastic bag.
Yes,
runs. It usually gets rid of it.
Murderer's got it now. Although Mickey referred to it in his case as the man flu.
Oh, so it's whinier.
You got it. See, he knew what I was talking about.
How did he know? I didn't know what it meant.
Every time a guy gets sick, and I am that person, you get, every girl will be like, oh, I'm toughing it out. You know, I'm doing this. Guys sit on the couch. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh. So he's like that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
She was specifically saying, he's like, my eyes are watering. I can't see.
It's falling apart. He made it into work today, so he only took a day off.
This is why guys can't go through labor.
Low pain thresholds, man.
It's not just that. We don't like anything out of the norm. We like where we're at. We start, look at you. You gained 20 pounds and all of a sudden your life was ruined. Now you can't have pizza and your life is ruined.
I know. Everything just sucks all the time.
Nothing could be perfect for guys. And I am one of those people.
I really thought he was out of the woods, though. because I had it last week, and usually
you
like,
kicked him out of the house. He has to live in the wilderness now.
Well, he's back with his family,
the wolves who raised him.
He broke her.
Mickey, you can't talk on this show.
It's too early. It's too early. To do this.
What? It's too early for this now. Okay.
The sun is down.
The moon is out.
Yeah.
You thought he was better? Oh, you because he
I
didn't...
thought he didn't get it because we do everything together, so incubation period was like same time frame, and it wasn't. He got it a week later.
Don't they say, well, he probably got it from somewhere besides you, actually.
Probably.
Or you didn't wash your hands enough and it's all over your house and he picked it up
that
way.
Yeah, I would think he would have gotten it sooner, though, right?
No, it could sometimes stay dormant for a little bit.
Oh, Mr. Biological Scientist over here.
Proofreader is now a pharmacy tech.
That's very different than a biological
Every time I come home, you want to get a flu shot? I'm like, no. But yeah, she sees it all.
Yeah. I don't know, like, if that's I've said that to people and they've been like, oh, I never get a flu shot.
No, neither.
Oh,
do
no,
I.
Neither do I.
I never have. Guess who also never gets the flu? Me.
Right.
So I don't care.
To be fair, I had to get it once when I was down in Texas. It was a work thing. They paid for it and we did it right in the workplace, but I got sick right after.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Hello Nurse has gotten it every single year.
And gotten sick every single year.
This year, she didn't get a flu shot. Guess what? Didn't happen. Didn't get the flu. Shocking. I don't know what it is. I know what it is. They just randomly guess what strain it's going to be.
And then they give you a dose of it.
Yeah, and they say, all right, we were hoping it's going to be this strain, so here, everybody get shots for this one, and then it ends up being a different strain, and then like nobody's inoculated against the strain that actually ends up being the one that hits everybody.
Don't think that's what it is. I think it's the fact that your body is fighting something that's in your system, so then whatever else comes in that is actually going around is what you get sick
well,
from.
Well, that's what Hello Nurses explained, though, is like there's so many strains of the flu that like they try and figure out which one it's going to be, and then that's what they make all the shots based off
yeah,
of.
No, thanks.
So if it's not that one, up creek, you're still getting sick.
Well, think about it. None of us got flu shots. Only one of us on the show got it. That's not bad.
And I don't even know if I had it.
Wait, 1 second. That could still be in your body right now.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, but don't they say that like the
well,
contagion?
Well, it could be on my body because man flu at the house.
Oh God!
Yeah, true. Although, like, don't they say that the contagency period is only the first 48 hours?
I hope so.
Isn't that a thing?
I hope.
Yeah,
because if she got it from murderer, now then we're gonna get it. And I'm going to be pissed.
You don't know that. I haven't touched her yet, and I don't plan on it.
It doesn't matter. We're breathing in her essence.
It's gross.
You'll be fine.
Well, at least you have something new for the intro.
Well, guess what? I don't feel bad about my diet anymore because I no longer want to eat, ever.
Now all you need is essence.
So thanks for the help. Appreciate
no problem.
It.
You're going to lose weight.
Yeah, yeah, when I vomit everything I ate today after the show's over.
How do you feel about that, Mickey?
I'm okay with it.
Your essence makes him vomit.
Good.
That sounds so terrible. It's in my ears swimming around and I don't like it.
That made it worse.
Those words are just, they've got stank to them and I don't
it's
like
too
it.
Too late, it's there. Mm. It's out there. Mm. Live with it. Mm. Suffer.
Is anybody at the station sick? The radio station?
There was a pass around of sickness. Here's how great this is. It started. Frankie had a cold.
Okay.
Then I got a cold.
Yep.
But then I had off for the week afterwards. This was over like during Christmas time, and I had off. Everybody else was at work, and three people got the flu. I skipped out on it.
Nice.
It was great.
Perfect timing.
I know.
Nobody at my work is sick. Somebody died recently, though. That was really sad.
That's creepy.
From the flu?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
No, it wasn't that. Although it was actually very, very sad. It was somebody on my team, like, you know, where at my day job anyway.
Yeah.
It was very sudden. I think the rumor was it was a brain aneurysm, which is terrible. But she was saying, like, for a week leading up to it, I'm not feeling good, I'm not feeling good.
you know, and she had like this persistent cough, and I wasn't sure if she was getting the flu or not, because as we know, it's been going around.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, I think I've got walking pneumonia." I'm like, "Oh, well, that's even worse." You know,
yeah, or, please go see a doctor.
Yeah, right.
Like,
but
now.
Like she didn't. Finally went, got like a Z-Pak, you know, or whatever, got some antibiotics. And it was just very sudden.
What hospital did she go to? Because I will not be going there.
She probably just went to like a MedExpress.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe.
Because
yeah.
Usually when you get a Z-Pak, that's usually what happens. And then she probably wasn't getting the flu. She probably was developing something much more major.
Yeah, maybe.
That's the problem with those types of things. Even with like cancer or anything like that. It starts out with just a normal sickness. By the time you catch it, it's really bad.
That's what I always find, like, you know, you'll have like an old person who will trip and fall and like maybe like, you know, break their hip or, you know, twist their ankle or something. They go and get x-rays. You'll find out like, oh yeah, by the way, you've got cancer and it's stage 4.
Right.
And it's like, it's crazy to me how like, I don't know, like it's just odd that like you'll show no symptoms of it and like, oh, you've got stage 4 cancer. And then like in a month they're dead. And
yeah.
It's like, you looked fine yesterday. Like, you were literally in great shape yesterday. You were up, moving, talking, and everything else.
Are you
and
thinking
like,
it's
less...
conspiracy?
No, I didn't say that.
No, Mickey!
Of course you're thinking that, being who you are. No, but I'm just, it's just, I always find that, like, how fast it happens. You know what I mean?
That's
like...
what happened with the guy we worked with, Barry.
Right.
He was even when he got diagnosed, he was stage 4. He's fine. And then all of a sudden, it took a wicked turn.
Yeah.
It took a really fast turn. And it's almost, I mean, it's terrible for other people, but that's a blessing for that person.
I guess, yeah.
It happens fast. Get
yeah.
it over with.
How morbid.
I know. Welcome to a freak accident.
Well, Mickey,
welcome to 2019.
Mickey, I'm glad you're not dead.
No, you're not.
Oh. Now, we have too much trouble finding a fourth mic. Finding a third one, I just don't even want to try.
That's true.
Yeah, yeah. Do people want to just listen to me and him all the time?
Yes.
Good try.
I mean, that's true. Yes, it is. But
I mean, it's not that we like you. You're just, we're comfortable.
I don't like change.
Yeah. As we've established.
On the show today, we've got a news update that is just jam-packed full of stuff.
Weird.
Yeah.
And just regular news, of course. I don't know
yeah,
how to know.
Normal and weird.
Give me
I don't know if there's a third option, but we might find it in there, too.
Give me a tease of the weird.
Snoop Dogg and hockey. A match made in heaven.
It is actually really awesome.
We've got a new Gillette advertising campaign.
If you haven't heard of this, you've been blind or deaf.
Yeah, may have backfired in their faces. We'll talk about it.
We might have differing opinions.
We're bringing back a game that we only ever played twice.
If you listened to a best of episode.
Which is what inspired you to bring it back.
Yeah, it was a best of episode a couple weeks back. You can go to freakaccent.com, click on podcast, check it out. It's called the reality show name game.
Yeah.
And what we do is we have... But we'll explain it in the second.
Yeah, we'll wait.
Now I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her eye just twitched. I think she just had a miniature stroke thinking about this game.
Yeah.
We're bringing back, since it is a new year.
New year.
Implausible prognostications. We're going to make some predictions about 2019 that may or may not happen. But who cares?
If we're right, it's awesome.
We will bet something
yeah.
on if any of this ends up being correct. And if we have time to get to it, 8 red flags on a first date that should mean you need to run.
Like fast.
Yeah. So stick around. All that and more is on the way in this here episode of A Freak Accident.
The early bird catches the worm, but the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
News update.
You can shake your head all you want, Mickey. My news dance is one for the ages.
Between the two of you.
People love the news dance.
They do.
They can't see it.
We should video that next time we do the news update.
I agree.
And then we will have the news dance.
That's
fine.
Right. Then people will be able to see it. So in your face,
yeah.
Technology is against you. Mm-hmm. But we got a bunch of news to get to rapid fire style because there's so much of it. We didn't want to pick just one. Let's do it.
got a man crush. Somebody go to
I do have a man crush on this man. Although, in true gentlemanly style, I will yield the remainder of my time to his new fiance.
Oh, yeah, he's getting married.
And I got mad respect for him and for the situation, and I hope it works out for the both of them. Of course, we're talking about Chris Pratt. Just got to Katherine Schwarzenegger. When asked for comment, she responded by saying,
Yeah, no. They're going to have the, you know, when Arnold, you know, gives her away, she's going to be like... And who's going to be giving her like, get to the pew!
This is me. Take her out of marriage.
So she's his daughter, right?
I just assumed.
I mean, there aren't many Schwarzeneggers out there.
It wouldn't be news if he wasn't related, at least.
Yeah.
Wait, she is related.
Well, she has to be related to Arnold. Oh, wait, let's see. Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Yeah, is her father. So there you go. So Chris Pratt is going to be somewhat related to the greatest... Somebody pointed out that the daughter of Chris Pratt and a Schwarzenegger is going to be the great... Or the child, whoever it is, boy, girl, is going to be the greatest action star of all time.
Nah, it's
going to
be a mathematician or something.
It's something lame, right? Yeah. But anyway, congratulations, Chris Pratt. Good luck, right?
Sure. It's a phrase you always hear, kill him with kindness.
Sure.
Instead of going the mean route, you kill him with kindness, which is why I got very disturbed by this story.
I prefer to kill them with extreme violence, but...
Well, you can do both.
Okay, really?
Yeah, this is coming from our favorite state, Florida.
Of course it is.
Of course it's coming from Florida.
You didn't even need to say that. We could have just figured it out, I'm assuming, by the stupidity of the situation.
Well, let's hear what this guy did.
According to investigators, Brian Stewart was arrested after threatening to kill his neighbor with kindness. Kindness is the word written on a machete owned by Stewart. Pensacola News Journal says Milton cut the man with a machete. The victim suffered a half-inch cut on his hand.
That's like a movie. I'm going to kill you with kindness.
Shink! And then like it zooms in on the name. You know, there's like a glint on the steel. My God, man. You know what? Florida is the only place dumber than our own area. You guys take the cake every time.
They win. It's the only one I found with found.
Jeez.
Honestly, I didn't...
I don't like the words to this song.
It
or
just
what
says
it implies.
I found her.
It says I found her tangled in something or another. It's
she
like,
probably
well,
was.
Yeah. So we're talking about Wisconsin teenager Jamie Kloss.
I thought it was for certain she was dead.
Oh, dude, we all thought that.
88 days.
It's not the kind of thing you want to just come right out and be like, yeah, no, I mean, because obviously they were still trying to look for her, and those searches can go on for years, but it's one of those things. Like, when she goes, this was the situation.
Well, especially because her parents were dead.
Listen to me, let's break it down. So... this was a situation where...
October 15th.
Yeah, the police were investigating. Both of her parents were found dead in their home.
Yeah, shot.
Okay.
And she was missing. Just gone.
Okay.
So, like, weeks go by.
And you probably saw this on Facebook shared a million times when it first happened.
Sure.
Nope.
Well, of course not, Mickey. You're never on the internet. How's your blog coming, by the way? Anyway, could have guessed that.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Florida, I can guess. Is Mickey's blog doing anything? What time of day is it? Wind is in the east. No, it's not happening. So, anyway, parents found dead in the home. She's missing. Obviously, everybody assumes whoever killed the parents took her. Nothing. No signs, no traces. You know, almost like she disappeared completely. And
no
evidence.
We're
all assuming completely dead. Just the other day, a 911 call comes in from somebody who says they found her. Way out, like 80 something. How many miles
90,
away?
I think 90 miles away from 90, her.
It's like 2.5 hours away from where she was kidnapped in like this rural country back road where all the houses are like a mile and a half apart.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, 21 years old, had taken her here and was like holding her captive in this house for 3 months.
And when people would come over, he would hide her under the bed for up to 12 hours. No food, no water, no bathroom breaks.
Yeah.
It was hell.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. And the details about what she went through are scant. You can probably draw conclusions, though.
Right.
It's not
it's
that...
gonna, it's going to come out.
I mean, I assume it will. I don't even want to think about it because it's horrifying. But he left and she made a break for it, you know, which is like good for her. I mean, it's like after you wonder if it isn't a good thing when you see like those three girls who broke out of that guy's house in Cleveland.
Yeah, years ago.
You know what I mean? That they all escaped, you know, because they finally, I mean, you figure after how long were they missing? Like years?
Yep.
That like they would have been just psychologically broken to the point where they're just completely subservient, but they still had that spark that helped them get up and get out and push through. Stories like that and this like should be encouraging to those people, to anybody who finds themselves in a situation. Like, don't give up.
That's scary though. If you think everybody's natural thought when you're not in that situation is, yeah, run when you get a chance. But all she heard was he's going to be gone for 3 to 4 hours. How do you know he's telling the truth?
Right, and he's not just testing it away.
She was under the bed behind these things that had weights behind him, so she had to like really push out, and she could have been dead. But,
well, not only that, you watched this person storm into your house and murder both of your parents right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, she heard the dad get shot, and then she went right broke down the door and then saw the mother.
That does things to you.
So, was this somebody that she knew or the family knew?
Here's the weirdest part.
This is
the craziest part. This guy had no prior connection to her and her family whatsoever.
Okay.
He was driving down the street one day and saw her getting on the school bus.
And just picked her.
And just said, yep. And just started stalking her and apparently tried to kidnap her on other occasions.
Two times and got scared away from doing it. He just didn't want to do it. Like, something told him not to do it at that time. But he said he knew she was the one. And the scariest thing,
imagine this world that we live in, right? Where somebody who's a complete stranger, doesn't know you from Adam, just sees you and decides, yeah. Just because something in their brain just, like, fires off. You know, that's insane to think about.
I'm not a parent. Probably never going to be a parent. I don't know how parents do it. Because this could be anybody.
I don't know how anybody does it.
Well, no. I mean, in the sense of just letting your kid go to school, and this could happen.
Well, I mean, even not even just a kid. Human beings in general. Yeah. You know what I mean? A grown person could be going somewhere and have the wrong person see them just think, yeah, I'm going to take that person. Like, that's insane.
Sick. And then during the court hearing, when they originally gave him like his whole thing, he sat there, and when they're reading his charges, he just yawned.
Yeah. I mean, he this was methodically planned out too, because like he shaved his head so that he wouldn't leave any hair or anything or DNA anywhere. Like he went through other steps. Like, this was like really, really planned out.
Sick.
I mean, but it is. But she got out of the house, you know, escaped, ran down the road. Apparently some woman was out walking her dog.
And she goes, my name's Jamie. My parents are dead. He killed them. And then she knew.
Just so happens this woman was a former Child Protective Services worker, which like couldn't ask for a better, you know, person to find in the middle of the night. So like, you know, found her, took her home immediately.
They brought her to a house that was nearby.
I was saying, she took her somewhere is the point that I'm getting at. So they took her somewhere, called the police. The police came, and this guy was out driving around looking for her, which is where they found him, you know, so booked him.
Going back to when she originally got kidnapped, what's even more terrifying, where she must have thought hope was lost. They're driving away. She's in the trunk. She heard the sirens go right by her.
Ooh.
Jeez. Yeah.
That's
imagine
horrifying.
That, the sound of hope, like, you know, just completely leaving your mind. Yeah. But that's, so anyway, that the fact that she was found alive and that she made it through is a miracle, and it's a good thing. And then I guess she's with family now.
Her aunt.
Her aunt and her grandparents, too, I guess. But there was a letter written by her father, the father of the guy who did it?
Yeah, the kidnapper's father. Wrote a letter to, I guess, them, the family.
What did it say?
Something
this
along.
This article's really long.
Like, there's something in quotations, I believe, or something where it starts with that. He basically says he did not see this. He feels terrible.
Right.
Because naturally, as a parent, you think you would notice these things. These things would show some signs. Sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
Sometimes there's some hidden psycho in people.
I mean, at least he has remorse for it. I mean, there's definitely some parents that are like, oh, my child would never do that.
He's
like, oh,
innocent.
Good God.
And I feel,
basically what I gathered from just a quick glance through that article is like the father is just like completely, absolutely, horrendously heartbroken that his kid did this. And like he just feels nothing but remorse for the family. Can you imagine knowing that like your son did this monstrous thing?
The one thing I wanted to at least end this out with, shame on the public defendant for this guy. Was on the news and he goes, he's ready to defend him, and he goes, I've seen people do worse, get off. I've seen people do worse, get away. That is sick. That person.
Well, I mean, the funny is you wonder who could do that, but I mean, the problem about all that is that the justice system needs to work that way. People need to be represented.
I would just say, hey, have fun.
What's my name?
Oh, yeah.
Doggone. Snoop Dogg's greatness. I'm sorry. The guy just gets better with age.
Well, he's from an era when hip-hop actually was good.
About now, he just gets better with age.
Oh, are you referencing this particular situation?
Well, leading up to this, he's been doing awesome things, but it was an LA Kings game, and for whatever reason, why not, Snoop Dogg was in the announcing booth, and
oh boy,
it gives you a reason to watch hockey.
Hands up.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cuz. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go. Snoop Dogg in the house. Let me see some. Drop the sticks, man. Let's get cracking, man, to the middle of the rink. Let's go. Number three wanted. I like that. Who was number three for us?
Dion Phaneuf.
Dion, go get cracking, Dion.
He likes
go get him, Dion. Get him, Dion. Move, Dion. Get out the way. Go get him.
Who put him on mic?
Who cares?
Do it again. That's what I was going to say. Give that person a raise.
If the NHL wants more viewers, get him announcing a game every week.
Snoop, listen, if you want to come on the podcast and just hang out and like comment on what we're doing, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, you don't have to do any prep.
Yeah.
You can be like Mickey.
You don't prep. You don't have to rap even. Just comment. I'd be okay with that.
Yes, please.
So the best meme I've seen about this was, remember the scene in Empire Strikes Back when Lando takes them and he betrays them, like the door opens and Vader is waiting in the dining hall?
Yeah.
It was the same scene, but the door opens and it's Trump in there with all his cheeseburgers. So this was after Clemson University beat Alabama.
Yeah, shocking.
In the National College Playoff Championships. Trump invited Clemson to the White House to celebrate. So because of the government shutdown, a lot of the White House staff are furloughed, specifically a lot of the kitchen staff. So instead, he ordered a boatload, literally like an entire boatload of fast food from McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, and Pizza Hut, right?
Do you prefer McDonald's or Wendy's?
I like them all.
That's a tough question.
If it's American, I like it.
Love that.
We have pizzas, we have 300 hamburgers, many, many French fries, all of our favorite foods. Reason we did this is because of the shutdown. We want to make sure that everything is right. So we sent out, we got this, and we have some wonderful people working at the White House. They helped us out with this.
So there ended up being more than 1,000 hamburgers. And they ate all of them.
Here's the thing. He said he got that because that's probably their favorite food. Not favorite. I'm going to say probably because you're in college, probably necessity. I'm going to guess if they were offered some filet mignon.
Well, here's the best thing, though. Afterward, I guess like a couple of them were interviewed and they loved it. They thought it was like the best thing ever.
Of course they do.
I mean, it's kind of cool. You go to the White House, you get crappy food. Like,
you get to hang out with Trump for a couple hours.
It's like the ultimate hipster move.
Right? It's like my favorite, that picture of him, though, like with the feast of fast food in front of him. He's just smiling and he's got his hands out. And in the background behind him is a picture of Abraham Lincoln with like doing like a thinking face. And it actually looks like Lincoln's looking at the food like, where do I begin? Yeah. Like, this is the greatest picture that may have ever been taken.
My God.
So you can comment on my diet all you want.
I was gonna say, is this what's playing in your head right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we're pumping something different into your headphones.
I never know.
It's meant to hypnotize you. But you can comment on my diet all you want. I'm not doing this.
And neither should you.
Yeah, no,
for the love of God.
Neither should anybody. Neither should Ruby Tuesday Matthews, which is this girl's name.
She better have got paid.
Was she named after where she was born?
Ouch.
Oh.
Waka waka. Anyhow, she is a model.
He's using the air quotes.
A lot of them. All of the air quotes. An Instagram influencer. Whatever that means.
She's a model on Instagram, meaning when they say click this link and you can see my webcam.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, sign up for my premium snap. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
Anyway, she revealed in a Q&A recently with Yahoo. She was talking about like different things, and then somebody asked her, one of her fans asked her, what's your secret to staying so skinny? Because she's like disgustingly thin.
Like unhealthy thin?
It looks like it.
Okay.
Model thin.
What? I think she was disgustingly thin. I think she since has moved on.
In any case, when asked what her diet consisted of, she mentioned that the two secrets to staying so thin were tapas, which are like small plates that you can get. Like certain hipstery fancy restaurants are getting into this now.
It's that's
like,
not bad.
Yeah, tiny plates of food, right?
Yeah, okay. So all right, rather so than small portions.
Yeah, it's a small
okay. That's okay.
So tapas
cool.
And cocaine.
Fantastic.
Lots and lots of cocaine.
She's, something tells me the tapas didn't make her lose the weight. I think it was the coke.
So to quote her, I did a lot of cocaine, like a lot. So basically, I just smoked cigarettes, had black coffee, and did coke, and in between had the tapas.
That's the most fancy coke dealer in the world.
My life was tapas and cocaine.
How many people do you think in Harlem that are doing coke are like, oh, excuse me, let me get my tapas?
So, I mean, here's the thing, though. Considering what I've read about the keto diet recently, this is probably at least a little bit healthier than that.
No. No, your nose ain't clean.
Do coke, kids. It's good for you.
These are the people, the Walmarts, where we save money, shop smart, only at Walmart.
So, doesn't matter if you're in Florida, if you're in Shamokin.
You're in Kentucky.
Anywhere. if you're at Walmart, you're seeing the worst of humanity.
Peopleofwalmart.com.
Yes, it is horrifying.
At first, when I saw that, it's entertaining. When that first came up, I'm like, nah, that can't be real.
No, hold on. Have you ever seen something like this in person?
I don't know we're talking about this time
the
around.
I mean the people of Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Like what?
Because I've gone at like 2 in the morning when I worked a couple jobs. I had to restock shelves at like 4 a.m. Oh, yeah, there's some special people.
I actually just got a chill listening to her describe this. It's haunting. So anyway, this is in Wichita Falls, Texas, where cops got a call on Friday morning from a Walmart about something unique happening in their parking lot.
Oh, it was unique.
The employee said there was a woman who had been driving one of the motorized shopping carts around the parking lot for at least 2.5 hours. How didn't it run out of juice?
It's premium.
She was drinking wine out of a Pringles can.
Good way to hide it.
By the time the cops got there, the woman was gone, but they found her at a restaurant nearby. She wasn't arrested, but they did tell her the store had banned her. I mean, this isn't even nearly as bad as it could have been, other than, like, you know, you're
just... No, but this is the most Walmart thing that could happen.
How did you get... Where did the wine come from?
Well, they couldn't sell it at Walmart.
Why is it in a Pringles can, of all places?
Because you're in Walmart.
And you don't want an open container.
That is still an open container of
but
wine.
If they don't know what's in it.
Oh, okay.
Once you pop, you just can't stop.
I'm going to use that as an excuse for my alcoholism moving forward.
Yeah, drink it out of a Pringles can. You're just eating chips.
I could just blame the Pringles Corporation for doing this to me. I popped and now I can't stop. See, look what you've done.
I popped and I have cirrhosis.
That's a news update. Up next is the Gillette ad that is taking the internet by storm, for better or for worse.
Love us, hate us. You can still like us on Facebook.
Gee whiz. That sounds like so much fun.
Facebook.com/A Freak Accident Podcast.
No joke, this is a real song. By John Parr.
I would love to know. Oh, so this is an original song that Gillette just adopted? Okay. Because I was talking to somebody recently about, like, hey, how would you like to be, like, that guy who had wild aspirations for himself? Like, one day I'm going to win a Grammy. I'm going to be a music star. And he ended up being the guy who writes all the jingles for the grocery stores and things like that.
Hey, and pays the bills.
But I guess.
Here's the thing. There's other, there's famous people that make those songs. What's his name? Not Kenny G. The guy, Barry Manilow. He made the Kit Kat song.
Really?
Yeah.
Fascinating.
He made a couple of them. Like, he has a lot of, like, he does them at the end of his shows.
The subject matter.
Yeah, well, anyways.
Is Gillette.
The best a man can get.
According to that song. The best a man can get. So glad we found ourselves a new drop. That's just wonderful. So this was an ad that Gillette released.
You may have hit the mute button.
That a certain razor company owned by Procter & Gamble released.
What's their name?
I'm not mentioning their name.
Gillette.
We're never getting through the segment.
It was Bic, as a matter of fact. Find the jingle to that. So they released this ad. I don't know what they released it for or where it came out. If this is going to air during the Super Bowl or whatever the plan is, like, I don't know. But it hit the internet, and the internet responded in typical internet fashion.
Would you want to hear it first?
Why not?
Let's just watch it again.
Sure.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against
toxic
sexual harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get?
I can't stop it!
Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. I can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
Boys will be boys.
But something finally changed.
Allegations regarding sexual assault and sexual harassment.
Once, but she says we don't talk.
And there will be no going back. Because we believe in the best in men.
Men need to hold other men accountable.
Smile, sweetie. Come on.
To say the right thing. To act the right way.
Bro, not cool. Not cool.
Some already are, in ways big
Yo, men, we're everywhere.
And small.
I am strong.
I am strong.
But some is not enough.
That's not how we treat each other, okay?
Okay.
Because the boys watching today will be the men of tomorrow.
Chris, go wake up.
What?
It's your turn.
What?
It's where you talk.
Huh?
You do the mouthy thing.
So the internet is responding to it.
Right. I mean, I've seen an equal number of people come out to support it. I've seen a number of people come out and say, this is trash.
People, it's not what they're saying. The main complaint is people are saying, this doesn't represent men. This doesn't, not all men are like, well, they're not saying all men.
I don't know, man. That's kind of the vibe that I got from it.
Well, they say the word some that, and some.
That's kind of why, like, that's generally speaking, that tends to be the vibe with a lot of these kinds of discussions.
But
is that men as a whole are this way and need to be changed.
But they just said that some aren't. Some are making the, some are doing it
right. Some. So most are still dogs.
No, they said some are and some aren't. That's the exact verbiage they used. I mean, I agree that there are
some
people.
The way the commercial's presented, it's that, oh, it's this widespread thing that, like, oh, all men are terrible. Men have always been terrible. But it's time that a couple who are already making a difference keep trying to change the rest of those terrible men.
I think you need to watch it again.
You got a different vibe from it, too?
Yeah.
Considering they also said about bullying, it's not about women. They were talking about bullying as well.
Yeah, but why were men the only focus of the bullying then?
I agree that they should, you know, do that as well, but males are typically the ones who do it.
Are they?
Yes.
Where's your statistics on that?
I'm just saying, look,
you've never seen the movie Mean Girls. Okay.
That doesn't make you look better.
Why do I look bad? I'm just saying, maybe it's not a problem that is solely prevalent in men.
No.
Maybe it's an issue that's a human condition.
But it's... it is a human condition. You're right. But to get the message across, they have to hit the sexy subject.
Well, yeah, the sexy subject, which is the political statement.
Yeah.
I mean, also on the fact that their advertising is usually aimed towards men to begin with, because that's what they offer.
Gillette makes women's products, too.
They do now, but they've always been encompassed for men.
Just saying, whose fault is that? It's Gillette's fault. Maybe they should take a look in the mirror.
I don't know why people are mad about this, like what you said.
Well, no, I know why people are mad. People are mad because they're tired of constantly being talked down to and told that you're a problem. Even though I would argue the vast majority of people are not as bad as is often portrayed.
No, but I think
a few horrifyingly terrible people are being, like, you know, used as an archetype for a group as a whole. And I think that's
right. But I think what they're also aiming at, and it's TV. TV has always portrayed the guys as the pig. Look at the Honeymooners.
Yeah, but it's never been portrayed in a positive way. The person who's the pig is always the stooge. It's never the person that you're looking up to in
those
situations.
Al Bundy was the hero of that show, Married with Children.
That show was all about how he was a moron.
The whole town was morons. It was an equal playing ground.
But this is what I'm saying. Al Bundy wasn't somebody that the people watching the show were like, boy, I'd like to be Al Bundy. Nobody was thinking that.
They sold t-shirts that say, no, ma'am.
No. Nobody was thinking that they want to be Al Bundy. That is never the case in those situations.
There were probably a few that wanted to be Al Bundy.
Okay, those are the people who probably should be taken out and freaking have a little snip snip done. That's fine. But I'm just saying the vast, vast majority of people aren't watching Married with Children thinking, wow, this man is a role model for me to live my life by. You buy a shirt like that in jest. In sarcasm.
I'm not mad at this ad at all. For that, I'm mad for the more obvious reason. They're using a thing that some women are horribly, their lives are ruined because of it, to advertise a blade. And they'll say, they're like, no, we're making a statement. No, you're not.
Well, no, that's classic corporate huckery is what it is.
It's like Nike. They didn't support Colin Kaepernick.
They wanted to sell shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm mad about.
It comes across as disingenuous when corporations do stuff like this.
It's tacky.
Right. Disingenuous.
Yeah. Now, if they would have put out the ad with no mention of their name and just had no accreditation to it.
Like, literally, you're just trying to get a message out there.
Cool.
Yeah.
You put in an ad about how women are terribly treated. That's not good.
Well, I mean, you know, they're always going to try and make it, you know, again, that this is what they do. Because they're trying to touch upon the sexy in thing to talk about right now to push their garbage, and so they went after the thing that they knew. I mean, it was very well calculated. They knew it would get attention. I think probably they even thought, for better or for worse, this is going to put Gillette's name in the news for at least a week.
Only that, what I think they should do to counter it, they should make one with their women's razors, like you said, Crisco. They should make one about how they're fat shaming and how they make fun of girls because they can't afford good clothing and stuff like that.
But see, if they do that, that means that women wouldn't have to shave, i.e. they wouldn't need their razors.
I don't want to live in a world where girls don't shave.
Listen,
wait, how does that work? For fat shaming, they don't shave?
Just shaming in general.
Shaving is different than shaming. They're two different words.
Listen, like, the whole shaving areas of the body thing has, like, basically, you know, I mean, I even do it. You know what I mean? I think, like, this is not a thing that is only purely one sex anymore, and it hasn't been for quite some time.
No.
So I don't think it's like, oh, I'm just going to grow out all my hair and stop shaving then. I don't think that's the way we need to go either, because if guys started doing that, I don't think the results would be too good either.
Look at me.
Right.
My face looks like a beast.
But again, you know,
he's only
women
talked about his butt, but
expected to do it.
I shave that butt.
Do you really?
Oh, you have to. My God, if I didn't, it would just be...
Dingleberries?
I wouldn't be able to go to the bathroom. They'd be caught in a net.
I would argue at this point, like, men should be expected to do it too, though. There's no reason men should be hairy filth bags.
But well, it's not, as long as you're showering and, like, cleaning yourself.
I mean, it's okay to not shave it all off.
Yeah, how's that working for you?
It's not, you know, you give it a landing nice haircut.
Landing strip, that's what we're
I do designs.
Advocating here.
He's got a four-leaf clover. Yeah, like on Valentine's Day. It says, I love you. And then my butt says the rest of the card because there's so much hair to work with.
I don't know. I think the most people who are mad about it are probably just mad because they're tired of being talked down to and they're tired of generalized statements. I mean, at least in my case, that's what I'm sick of.
I don't think
the guy who's a terrible guy has ever been the person to look up to in any piece of media ever.
Honestly?
And stop equating me to Harvey Weinstein. He and I have absolutely nothing in common.
Except your hobbies. They...
What, is he like golf or something?
No, Mickey caught what I was saying, but the and here it is. It's almost that sneeze face. He's getting it.
No, I'm not getting it.
Your dating techniques. I'm saying you take advantage of women.
Yeah, which is why I'm saying he and I have nothing in common.
You just said, yeah, I can grab that, splice it up, perfect. You're going to be the next internet meme. But... I think
I'm glad one of my best friends is on the podcast saying that I take advantage of women. That's good.
You just said it. I'm kidding. But I think most of the people, well, not most of the people, I think some of the people have to question themselves. If you have to defend yourself online about this commercial, maybe it's hitting a subject. Maybe it's hitting you because you are that way.
Or maybe people are insulted that people are accusing them of all being sexual harassers.
I'm not assaulted. And I'm not assaulted, too. But I'm not insulted by it.
I don't know. I'm pretty insulted by the idea that, like, oh, all men are like this.
They said
this
They didn't say all. They said some and
they,
some.
That was the implication.
No,
it
was
very
that.
Obvious in the ad.
I didn't get that.
Oh, really? The rows and rows and rows of guys grilling all saying, boys will be boys, boys will be boys will be boys. That's not implying all men, right?
They weren't saying that because of that. It's because it's a common phrase.
No, the point is, it showed like 55,000 guys in a long line at grills saying, boys will be boys, because the implication is it's all men who think like this. And it's the one guy who steps on a line to go over and stop the kids from knocking each other around. Oh, because all men are awful. But that one guy, he was cool.
They showed several guys.
They showed one.
No, they didn't. That was
literally the commercial. Go back and watch it again.
They showed this guy stopping his kids from fighting. They showed the one guy pushing the other guy away from hitting on the girl. They showed like three or four guys.
Three or four guys, but every other guy in the commercial is awful.
Well, no, they showed
every guy on TV, every guy in every boardroom, every guy on the street, every guy at every party. They're all terrible except for these three heroes. Good for them.
Well, that was not... I mean,
the implication is that all men are terrible and it's time for men to start acting different.
It's not.
Send
us an email, freaks at a freak accident, and tell
us... Is this the best a man can get? That's the implication that
It's
the implication that the best that men can get is what we've been getting all along. Like, oh,
no,
there's never been a better man than the man who harasses people.
They're saying that it could get better.
No, they're saying, is this it? As in, is this all we have to offer? Because this is all that's been offered so far.
Do I think men could do better? Yeah. I think they could.
I think most are already doing better.
We had someone on this show that was not. So, I mean, they're talking to those people.
You say, okay, 1 in 3? Is that your point?
1 in 3.
At
now
least not this show.
Now do it in United States. That's a lot of men.
That's not a statistic.
No, but I'm just saying, there is no statistic.
Okay, go talk to all the people in your office. Are you willing to make a bet that half of them are sexual harassers?
I think some of them are pigs, yeah. I'd say half of them.
That's pretty bad
for you, then. At least.
I don't know. I look at the people I work with, and I don't see that at all.
I know them. They are. They emailed me.
That's terrific.
Terrible pictures.
Well, that's great for you, I guess. I
still vote. Send us an email.
Freaks@afreakaccident.com.
Yeah, go ahead, vote. I mean, all I know is, you know, my friends, people I talk to, people I work with, I look around and I don't see people who are horrible human beings.
Except
like that,
when you worked at
that
station. Because I can tell you, when we worked there in the heyday, come on. I can name them off, Mike, but I won't do it right now.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Whatever. agree to disagree, I guess. Up next, the reality show generator game on a freak accident.
Woo!
A freak accident. As entertaining as a car crash. That may seem morbid, but hey, people love car crashes. Why do you really think NASCAR is so popular?
So we've done this a couple times before on the show, but it's been a while since we've done this game.
Yes.
This is the reality show generator game, and how this works is we have a bunch of different names, portions of names of reality TV shows, past, present, and maybe future, assuming Lazy E looked into his crystal ball at some point.
I emailed some producers, found some stuff out.
So we've got them in a hat, and basically we draw out, what is it, two? Three.
Usually it's enough until
we make like a comprehensive title for a theoretical show, and then we have to figure out what that show would be about.
You have to pitch it.
All right.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, eeny, meeny, Mickey's going first.
Great. Thanks.
That was perfect. But
all right.
There's no one else that can do this better than Mickey. And watch, she's going to top us all now.
Of course she is.
Top us with
top
cocaine.
Us, more top us.
What's the word?
Kitchen.
Go figure. Mickey picks kitchen, where she belongs.
Ooh.
What were we just talking about for the last like 15 minutes? The best a man can
get. Oh, that was. I'm sorry. That was 90 to, day. You, was the last
you
one.
You need to take a long look in the mirror the next time you're shaving with your Gillette razor.
We're just gonna go with that trend. We have a 90 day kitchen fiance.
Hang on.
What?
90 day kitchen fiance.
Okay, what's the show about, Mickey?
You get it's kind of like The Bachelor or Bachelorette, where they have to live in the kitchen for 90 days and make meals, and you decide that if you like their food enough that you'll date them.
I told you!
I might actually watch that show.
Topaz and Cocaine Changes Mickey.
Coming to Food Network this fall.
Yeah, yeah.
Way to
go. Wow, that was good. That was good.
Are we putting these back in the hat or we leave them out?
No, put them in.
Okay.
We have to have equal chance of getting stuff.
All right.
Shake it up. I mean, mess up the generator.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is definitely not just a bunch of scraps of paper and a hat. This is a high-tech machine.
Yeah.
That produces these. Okay. Oh, I got two.
He's got two.
So, I got 90 day. I'm going to put 90 day back in just because you already did 90 day.
All right, fine. Well, what was the other word?
Housewives.
90 Day Housewives. Again, it would run on the sexist network.
Now I feel like the gods are telling me that I'm sexist because I got housewives and cooks.
Please be laundry room next.
Was that an option?
I don't think there's one.
Okay.
What you got?
I got Jersey Housewives Cooks.
Oh, God.
Hang on. Jersey Housewives Cooks.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. So basically, this is a show about, like, Jersey housewives, as, you know, the show would seem to imply based upon its title, and it's about their cooking techniques, namely how they whip up methamphetamines into their various dishes.
All right. All right.
Jersey Housewives Cooks.
Jersey Housewives Cooks. It seems like such a caveman show. Jersey Housewives Cooks.
Oh, yeah. Have you seen some of those people from Jersey?
Yeah, actually, it's very fitting. Up oh, the generator went nuts.
I mean, yeah.
A little bit of a misfire. All right, it's back.
All right. Let's see. My first word is housewives.
Oh, come on.
No, I got to put
no,
it
we
back.
Gotta, hold on. Let's mix this mess up
he's just put housewives in there like 50
probably.
Times.
Probably.
Just the same words.
Yeah, he wants to make us uncomfortable after that Gillette conversation.
Yeah, figured it was a good time to put that in. All right. If I pick it out again. It was.
I think part of our problem here is that the papers are all different sizes. We need to make them like the same size.
No, because I cut them. I'm not going to spend that much time. Survivor.
Excel spreadsheet. They'd all be the same size.
Oh, AB9. I don't know. I was just saying words.
She's making stuff up now.
What you got?
Love. I think I might leave it at that, but we'll see.
Depends on what this third one's going to be.
I was going to say, is it Housewives again?
Keeping Up with Love Survivor.
What?
All right, I got this. I got this. Keeping Up with Love, Survivor. We've all seen the shows about wives that murder their husbands. Well, now they're set free. And different single men have to see who can survive in the house with them. We're talking about Curly from our area who put that, what is that, antifreeze into their guy's food until he was dead. Well, they live in the house with her. And the winner gets to marry her. Keeping Up with Love, Survivor.
All on Sexist TV.
Yeah, Sexist TV.
Brought to you by Norelco Razors.
That's what Spike TV turned into. Sexist TV. All right.
Mickey, it's your turn.
Oh, we're doing this again?
Yeah, we're going to do another round.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, see, your computer agrees, apparently.
That's the next round sound. It's double jeopardy on the reality TV game show generator thingy.
All right, I have total.
Total Housewives, come on.
Total Love.
That can get dirty.
And then Factor. Total Love Factor.
All right, hang on. Let's find some music for this. Okay.
So this is like what was that? Fear Factory? Except you have to try different dating techniques.
Oh! Like Fear Factor you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, except it would be dating techniques instead. And as the contestants go through, they have to figure out like what they can survive. And if they make it all the way through, they get to pick their date or whatever.
So if somebody comes up with like a terrible pickup line, like, and it terrifies them that they run away, that it's like, oh,
and
you're out
fail.
Of the competition.
Yep.
Wow.
Amazing. I like that.
Oh. That was good.
She is topping us. She's coming up with way more interesting shows than we are.
Shake up that generator.
Tank.
Like a fish tank?
No, like a tank. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm done. I got my two.
Okay.
This is a show called Tank Family. And this is basically a wartime documentary / reality TV show about a family who lives entirely in an Abrams M1 tank as they rove around the countryside destroying the opposition with extreme prejudice. It's Tank Family, coming to ABC this next spring.
That's on Prejudice Television. Oh, Tank Family. I thought it was just going to be a bunch of fat people. They're the tanks.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it could have been about a family of tanks, you know, as they deal with the rise of the Air Force.
Yeah, the AI went nuts, and that's how we got. All right.
It's a lot of different possibilities with that.
I think I might have got the same one just by the feel of it.
See, this is what I mean.
Shut up. Runway. First runway. Wish that was Runaway. That would be perfect.
First runway of Boston.
Housewives. No.
Never mind. I'm taking away first and I'm making this tough. The first Kardashian runway.
Oh, no.
All right.
This is probably already going to be a real thing, I imagine.
The first Kardashian runway. This is about... What'd you do?
You said the first Kardashian runway, so I put the first underneath it.
I just want the Kardashians runway. Okay. The Kardashians runway.
Okay.
It's where regular women go onto a runway and have to meet the Kardashians. And when they end, they go into a psychiatric ward because they're crazy. The Kardashian runway.
Meh.
Do you want to do another?
No, because we're running low on time.
Can we do one together?
Okay.
Fine. All right, everybody pick one.
Because this is what we did last time.
So You Think.
This was the last time we did this. It was So You Think.
Was it?
Are you saying
Survivor?
I want that one. Give me it. Island. So you think Survivor Island? Do we need one more?
Yeah.
Pick one more, yeah, why not? This one might end up just being gibberish.
Gibberish, the show. Housewives.
Oh, come on!
I think we're just going to go with, so you think Survivor Island.
So you think Survivor... I'm not sure what this is going to be. I thought you were going to say Survivor Housewives Island.
No, so you think Survivor Island. I mean, I imagine this would be something of a show like... What, Mickey's got something. Go ahead.
This would be people think they're going to Survivor Island. Oh! And they're going to compete in this. And it ends up being something completely different.
Where has this Mickey been our entire show history?
I love that idea.
I don't even want to add to it.
Yeah, you think you're going to the Survivor Island, but you're actually going to...
Guantanamo Bay.
That's the reality show generator game. We'll do this again real soon. Up next, our prognostications to round out the show.
Follow A Freak Accident on Twitter at A Freak Accident. Ah, crap. I forgot to say Simon Says.
Accident and plausible prognostication.
Ooh.
It's time for a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
Ah.
The freak accident gorilla has come into the room.
That's just me doing my caveman thing again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. So we haven't done this in a while.
Oh.
But since it's a new year, 2019, we decided to bring back our implausible prognostications, in which we prognosticate, basically predict, something that may happen this year. Something that we think is going to happen.
Yes.
So what are we going to bet? Like whether, you know, if one of us ends up being right, what do they win? What do they get to do?
What we should do, and I don't know if you guys are in for this. This is totally planning on the fly. What if the person who gets it right, the other two have to pay them $5?
I'll take money any day of the week.
Sure. Yeah. If one of us ends up being right about one of these prognostications.
Now, it has to happen by... December 31st, 2019.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so how are we going to do this?
Let's see. Eeny, meeny, Mickey's going first.
All right, so...
Really?
We go a news piece and a death. So we'll start
okay,
with
fine.
News.
Okay, fine. I'll do it different. Eeny, meeny, miny, Mickey's going first.
All right, so start with your news piece prognostication.
All right. So because we are in a government shutdown or a partial one... I'm going to go with we will be back up and running in June of 2019 because Trump is going to buy so much stuff from McDonald's and Wendy's that it's going to fund the wall that he has the government shut down for in the first place.
All right.
Prognostication!
I can, yeah, I can support that.
Yeah.
My piece of news. I think that 2019 is going to be the first year that we see a plague of some kind that is going to ravage...
Sorry.
I was going to say it's going to ravage a large portion of the human population on the planet.
Anti-vaxxers.
I mean, hey, listen, people already aren't shooting up their kids with, you know, inoculations, so why not?
Our singer got off pace right there.
Shut up, Jim!
He's excited.
Wait your turn!
God, he's always interrupting people.
Jerk.
So, I feel bad. He's just sitting at home. My piece of news. By December 31st, 2019, by that time, Trump will have been impeached.
You said the same thing last year.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll come up with another piece of news. Trump will be impeached by December 31st, 2019.
Prognostication!
All right, now we're going to go with... That was our news. We're going to go with one celebrity you think is going to die this year.
I'm going to go with Betty White.
Damn it!
Took yours.
Prognostication!
I have to think now. I'm going to cry, but go ahead.
I'm going to say that we're going to find out in like within the next couple months, actually. I'll even say that Bill Cosby has died in prison.
Prognostication!
That was pretty good.
I do not want to give up $5.
I'm going to say that because he made amends and he's back and everything like that, the one who will die and break my heart will be Hulk Hogan.
Prognostication!
Is he back with WWE now?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
It's nice to know that racism could just be forgotten about as long as it's long enough.
Well, Mean Gene died, so it was a soft way to bring him back in and go, hey, there it is.
And that was a freak accident and plausible prognostication.
It's always weird coming back out of the wormhole. After floating out there.
Man, that was just the toilet room.
Now, since this is Mickey's first show in like a month.
Oh, God, don't do this.
Mickey, tell everybody where they need to go and what they need to do.
I don't remember anything.
She didn't even know where she was.
Mickey, we can't leave until you tell everybody where they need to go and what they need to do.
This is
I know a freakaccident.com.
That's the website.
And then you go to the homepage, which is usually the first thing that you get in the first
place.
Right,
that's usually how websites work.
Usually
the Connect tab.
Right,
and it leads them to all the Facebook thingies and the Twitter thingies and the podcast.
The social media links. Yeah, well,
right.
If they want the podcasty thingies, like our archive, you have to click on.
Archives.
Nope. Podcast.
We're called the podcast.
Click podcast, and the podcast archive is there with every episode we've ever done. And they can subscribe and download and review us on
whatever Apple iTunes calls itself now, whatever Google calls itself now.
It's Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, wherever you're getting podcasts from. Subscribe and review us. We would appreciate it. We would love you for it. And again, the email is
freaks@freakaccident.com.
See, you remembered.
Yeah, sort of. And don't forget to send us an email about the Gillette thingy.
Oh, yeah.
And if you include your physical mailing address, we'll send you stickers, too.
Stickers!
Wow, I don't even have to hit anything. She's like all fired up.
I got it.
This is the last time we're going to get her in a good mood.
Lots of coffee in my system. We're gonna
and the flu.
Oh, good. And the coffee and flu.
Get the flu every week and drink coffee.
All right. Well, that wraps up this episode of the show. We had to Matt Damon that 8 red flags on the first date.
We'll give that next week.
We may get to that next week. We're also going to get to things Americans do in movies that confuse people around the world.
Why does that not shock me?
It's really funny.
America, number one. Come back next week to find out why or why not. Right here on A Freak Accident. Thanks for listening. Catch you again soon. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E, confused.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens. No!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over.
No!
If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, A Freak Accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.